Doula Dispensary, the podcast prescribing a weekly dose of all things doula. The dilemmas discussed are made-up scenarios, and any resemblance to actual persons or events are purely coincidental. Please welcome your hosts, Siobhan and myself, Kiki. And welcome, listeners, to episode eight.
Can't believe it.
I know.
Eight episodes in.
And it's still a lot of fun, isn't it?
It is. It's great. So much to cover.
Yes, absolutely.
Lots to do.
And we're very grateful for all the emails we've had in the last week.
Yeah, we've had loads, haven't we? Which is fantastic. Great feedback. Thank you so much
for your feedback. So last Thursday, we had our Birth Bliss Academy
conference, which was great fun, wasn't it?
It was.
It was really good to get together with all those doulas and share and laugh and did we have any crying? No, we didn't have any crying.
No crying.
It was lots of laughter though. Lots of laughter, lots of cake.
We did try out some role play that.
We did.
crawled around the floor a bit. That I'm not sure how that worked out.
It was fun though, wasn't it?
It is. It just shows you that just getting together and share our experiences and situations we've been in is really nice.
It was good, wasn't it? Because there were some tough things shared, wasn't there?
You know,
scenarios that people had found themselves in. Yeah. And actually, it was, I think they got a lot from it to hear all those different people sort of say, you know, oh, you know, that must have been tough and you did the best you could.
So exactly. Really, and all the input from everyone helping with, like, what else could I have done, which actually is really helpful. But what else? What did you do last week?
I have this week.
This week just gone.
I've been in Ireland.
Yes, how was
that? Had a great time. Yeah, really good time. Lots of food, lots of drink, lots of walking on the beaches.
Oh, sounds lovely. Oh,
it's just, it's great. Everybody says hello.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's another world. Everyone knows how to say my name.
Okay.
Over there. You know, I can go into one of them shops and buy those. You know, I wish I was a kid again. You know, you can buy Siobhan's
things
room
with
or
your
Siobhan's pencil case. You could never get those over here.
No,
Over there you can.
That's lovely.
What about you?
Yeah, I went away for the weekend. Centre Parks was lovely.
Oh, good time.
Yeah, really, really nice. Just with my mates, just relaxing. And we ate so much and drank so much.
But that's what it's all about, isn't it? Having fun.
Detoxing this week.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, maybe we should get going with the show then.
We'll crack on with the show. Ba-da-ba-da-bow. Okay, so now it's time for this week's Doula Dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this week, my client wants her mother to be present for some of the labour. The client tells the doula that her mother is a very strong and opinionated character. The doula wants to know how to manage this situation.
Oh, that's quite a dilemma. What do you think? I'm going to ask you this time. What do you think about this?
I've had this situation a few times where mothers have been around.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I kind of do stress how important it is that they come to the second antenatal meeting.
Yeah.
So I do say to the client, okay, if your mum's going to be there, it'd be really, really good for her to be here for that second meeting when we talk about your birth preferences.
Yes.
Just so she knows what your ideas, you know, and ideals are.
Yeah.
And that will usually throw up, oh, well, I wouldn't do this or I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
And then, you know, we can either talk that through or what sometimes has happened is the client then makes the decision she doesn't want her mum there at all.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because
I can see that.
Anytime I have worked with clients' mothers, obviously, like most people in life, you constantly refer back to your own birth because it's your only reference, isn't it, really? Obviously, as doulas, we leave all our own baggage at the door.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you talk to friends, they do constantly refer to their own birth. Mm. So there can be a lot of that going on. And, you know, and if she's had traumatic births herself, she potentially is going to bring that into the room with her.
100%. I mean, the only reason why we don't bring our birth stories to our clients' births are because we are aware of that it's not a good idea.
No,
and also
absolutely
we've had a chance
not
to reflect on it and learn from it. And as I've always, I believe that all women who've given birth or had a baby have that with them, their birth
throughout life, of whatever course. Happened is going to impact them. So yeah, it's definitely going to come out at some point, especially when your own child is going to have a baby.
Of course.
And I think that's a really clever idea, that having them there when you are there, because that's going to empower the client to feel more able to discuss her real feelings around her birth experience, whilst when you have, you know, a powerful mother there and the client trying to talk to her mum on her own, that's going to be more of a challenge, because you could be that kind of, you know, she's going to be feeling a little bit more reserved. Okay, so in these meetings, did the client then say, "Mum, I don't think I want you there"? Or no, did that happen afterwards?
That happened afterwards, I think she, you know, she had a good few weeks to reflect and actually realised that she didn't really want her mum there. But the most interesting thing was that came out of that, when she broached the subject with her mum, her mum, after that meeting, decided that actually she didn't think she wanted to be there.
Oh.
Because in that, we were also sort of discussing massage techniques. Yes. And I was getting the mum involved, saying, come on here, I'll push on the coccyx. Oh, okay. And this is what you need to do during a contraction.
Hard work.
And I think she thought, oh, wow, this is more than me just sitting in the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think she realised as well that her daughter wanted a very different experience to what she had experienced, which was many, many, obviously, at least 30 years previous.
I think that's a brilliant idea, to involve the mother to be there. But sometimes they can really turn difficult when you have a mother that's going to be there, because it's kind of, maybe the client is hitching her bets, as in, you know, what if my mum can be there instead? Maybe I want my mum more than the doula. Maybe on the day I will then not bother calling the doula. Or so it can be very, very tricky, I find, in these situations, because you are an outsider, even though you get to be part of that bubble, the birth bubble.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to it, family, you know, the mother might insist that she's going to be there. You know, say that the hospital says, you know, obviously most of the time you can only have two birth partners, which is going to be the woman's husband or partner and the doula or the mother.
Yeah, you have to choose which one.
So I think that's another thing important to make clear, that and most hospitals don't allow you to swap.
No, you can't switch in and out. They won't have that, because of they say infection control.
Which is,
even though their own staff are going
exactly
a popping next door to Pizza Hut in their scrubs and coming back in.
Absolutely. So it's probably not to do with infection control. It's just, it gets a bit much, people running in and out of a labor ward. I mean, they should just say that, you know, in terms of who's in the room now, who's coming and going, who, I kind of get that. But still, I think that's something to make quite clear in this situation.
Oh, absolutely. Letting them know that it's, they're going to have to make that decision who they want.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then being there, I mean, I was in a postnatal doula job once. I was referred to as that lady by the mother-in-law. So my client's mum just said, "Oh, is that lady coming again today?"
Oh.
I know.
Well, she may have meant that in a, as a term of
affection. I don't think it was.
Oh, okay.
I think she felt threatened by me somehow. Oh. But I think also my client used me as a weapon, as in, well, my doula said that that's not the current guidelines. My doula, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh,
so
okay,
when her mum was saying, oh, why don't you just do this?
So you're her shield.
Exactly.
Yeah, that it's really what she's thinking.
Yeah.
She's saying it's coming from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So fair enough.
Yeah.
I didn't mind. So that's the other thing to remember, that sometimes you might think that the mother is feeling not warm towards you as the doula, but it could be because your client is using you in a way.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying in a wrong way.
No, it's just this is what you're the buffer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, someone might even call it a gateway. You're like the gateway to what she...
Between them, yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So I think that's a way of looking at it. So... yeah, I think that... what do you think? Can we add anything more to this doula's dilemma? So the points are, make sure the mother comes to one of the antenatal meetings.
Yeah.
100%. And also make sure the client realises that she can't have all of you there, likely, unless she's planning a home birth.
Yes.
And to be fair, I've had mothers at home births, and this one in particular I'm thinking of was wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, it was really nice to have another person there to do So he was doing all the food and
which is fantastic.
Yeah, just kind of in the background.
Lovely, yeah.
So, yeah, the more birthing partners, the better, if everyone's clear on the roles.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's important as well, if they, even if they're just going to, you know, they have no intention of coming to the hospital, but they, you know, I often work with clients who their parents will fly in, you know, because they live abroad.
Yes.
So they're staying with them.
Yes.
So when you're at home in that early part of labour and you're, you know, you've got your mother there saying to you, I think you should go to hospital now. When obviously you've tried to do a lot of work with your client to explain about the latent phase, the last thing you want is somebody in her ear saying, you should really be where, you know, where the medical staff are now.
Yeah.
So it's I think it's important to cover all that, that side of things.
Absolutely. So as always, be very clear on the boundaries and what you and find out what they expect from you so that you can ensure that what you're doing is what they want.
And also just give them the reality of it as well, as in you were saying, but the birth partners.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's this week's dilemma. Ba-da-ba-da-ba.
So now it's time for question time. So let's have a little listen.
Hi Siobhan and Kiki, it's Claudia. My question is about reluctant partners. I had a very nervous second time mummy contact me. She was keen on the idea of a doula for many reasons. However, her partner was super offended and saw it as her way of saying he wasn't enough and that she didn't value the support he had given her first time round. Aside from giving all the reasons how a doula supports the partner too, how else would you deal with this dilemma?
Right, so there we go. There's Claudia's question.
Yes, which is even a dilemma.
It is a dilemma.
But I guess that's a tricky one, Claudia.
I mean, she has, like she said, she's already given all the reasons why a doula is a great support for the partner. Mm. So what more can you do beyond explaining to them that you're there as much for them as you are for the woman?
Yeah, and why is he feeling so upset? I mean, what is this all about? That he feels like because she wants someone else there now, that he was not very good last time. I think that's a bit concerning. Has he had a chance to, like, do a birth completion session? Has he had a chance to write down the birth or talk about the birth? How does he feel about it? Or what is it he thinks he failed at if he feels that way?
Yeah.
So I think that would be an interesting discussion. But also, I always say to the partners, look, it's hard to be the one person to be responsible for everything, to be the one that needs to know when to go to hospital, the one to know when you need to step in, the one to know, is this right? Is this wrong? Should I be doing something? And that is why you have the doula there. You have another person with usually with some experience who is able to... You can throw ideas off of. So you can say, look, you can look at them and say, is this right? Is this normal? Yeah. Which is a lot of the time what we do, as
Absolutely.
You know. So I can't understand why you would not want that additional support for you. So you can relax and go, do you know what? I can support my wife, my partner in whatever way I want. I don't have to have that big responsibility on my own.
Maybe it's just a case of having to reiterate to him how you will support him.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't know. Maybe the client has said, I want a doula because I didn't feel supported by you last time. We don't know what she said
to her
partner. She may have said something along those lines and that's why he feels the way he feels. So, you know, maybe explaining to him that, as you say, we are their wingman.
Yeah, I need both of you there. The woman needs to say, I need you there because you're my husband, my partner, whatever. You're the father of our child.
Yeah.
But I also need a doula there to ensure that I get all the information I need to make informed choices.
Or that we get.
Yes, exactly.
Reframe it and say we rather than I. So maybe... I'm thinking maybe go back to your client and just see if you can find out from her where this is coming from.
Exactly.
Where he's coming from with this. If you fully explain to him how we work and how we work with partners, then maybe go back to your client and find out is there more to this?
And did you get a chance, Claudia, to meet with both of them? at the initial meeting? Were they both there?
Yeah, that's always a big telltale.
Exactly. Yes. Because then that's also your opportunity to make it really clear.
Yeah.
And include him and ask him, how do you feel about being at the birth? I think that's always a really good question to ask the partner.
Absolutely.
Because then they can, if they feel nervous, they can say so. And if, and often they don't want to tell their partners that they are a bit apprehensive or worried about being at the
they
birth.
They feel they have to be the strong one.
They're expected to be there and that's it.
Well, you know, good luck with it. Do get in touch and let us know how it goes and how it pans out.
Yeah, I
We'd
mean,
love to know.
Yeah, it could just be a case also that he just wants to be there, the only person there, that he only is thinking about himself.
Yeah, I wonder.
It could be just a selfish person.
They've had a child already, haven't they?
Yeah.
So he does realise that he isn't going to be the only person in the room. There will be midwives there. So.
Exactly. Yeah. And then what you do with that, that's a completely different story.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
Yes. Let us know how it goes.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba. Right. So now it's time for this week's...
Dose of doula. Oh, sorry.
Oh, we got it the wrong way around.
Doula dose.
Doula dose. Dose of doula. No, it's... Oh, I don't know.
Oh, it is doula dose. And it's a bit strange, but it's funny.
Well, the dose thing is in reference to it being the dispensary.
So we're dispensing a dose.
A weekly dose of all things doula. Do you not even know your own tagline, Kiki?
Of course I do.
Tut, tut. Anyway.
So what have you got for us this week, Siobhan?
Well, this week's word...
Yes.
...is humility.
Oh, that goes so well. Or should be the top word... on a doula's list of who I am.
Must-haves.
Yeah, must-haves, exactly.
Humility.
Yeah, I think it's really, really important to always have that thought of that it's not about you. That whatever you do, it's easy to get carried away and make yourself important and part of this magical journey that your clients are going on. When actually, it's never about the doula. You are, whatever you bring, whatever you are for them, whatever you become to your clients, should be enough for you. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be about what you need to fulfill because you have some kind of lack or emptiness in your own life.
Wow. That just went deep.
But I'm being serious.
No,
I think,
I know. Yeah.
What were you up to say? Come back with something.
Oh, God, that was quite profound. How did I come back from that
one? I know, it just kind of came to me. But
well, you know I have that saying, don't I, that I've used...
Please say it
...many
again.
Times on our Facebook Lives, which is that it's our client's party.
Mm-hmm.
We are just the guests.
Yes.
So it's as you say, it's not about us.
Yeah.
I think especially when you start out in doulaing.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
You put your superhero cape on and you do. You want to go out and you want to save everybody.
Yeah.
And I think we all start like that, don't we?
Absolutely.
I need to save this woman.
I got my hand up.
Yeah, But you soon learn that it's not really how to do it.
No.
And yes, we do. We invest so much of our energy.
Yeah.
And ourselves
of
into
course.
Our clients.
Yeah.
And it's only human to kind of feel probably, yes, I'm invested in this as they are, but actually it's not about us.
No.
So it's fine to offload that with your doula colleagues.
Yeah.
You know, with your peers.
If you've got a mentor.
If you've got a mentor, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, definitely offload those feelings.
Yes.
And perhaps just look at why you're feeling that way. But to the client... You must never, ever, ever make it about you.
No. And I'm not denying, like, the emotions and the feelings you're going to have. It's not about not 100%. Feeling, like, disappointed or, like, they should have listened to you or why didn't they
Completely.
Include me more in the conversations or whatever.
Completely.
But it's about going to them and saying, you made me feel like this because you didn't do that.
Yeah.
You know, that
that's
is not...
That's a no-no.
That's a no-no, yeah. No. Because we are not fulfilling... any of our needs through our clients.
No.
And that is what the reflective, reflect, God, I can't even say
reflective?
It. Reflective. Reflective, you know, thoughts or processes that we go through, or practice, I was going to say, but that sounds a little bit too much like we're practicing, but reflecting on everything we do all the time.
Yeah.
And why we feel like we do all the time is so important when you're a doula, because you don't want to fall into that kind of, that you actually are, you're being a doula because it's actually fulfilling something in your own life, which we do it because we want to support women.
Mm-hmm.
We want women and birthing people to have good experiences.
Yeah.
And we want them to have the information there so they can make informed choices.
Yeah.
And basically make a better world.
Make it a better world for you and for me and
I like
the
it.
Entire
I'm
human
just...
race. There are... No, I'll shut up now.
No, I know. I went off on one there. Sorry, I can become a little bit... poetic. No, but that I think that's important. Humility, brilliant doula dose this week.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
always be humble yeah. doula.
Yes, as hard as that can be, and please offload to your colleagues.
Oh, 100%. Don't keep it in.
No.
You know, say how you feel. I mean, yeah, we all know there are some platforms that will attack you if you say how you feel, but just find somebody.
Yeah.
A little group, a little cuddle of doulas somewhere that will listen and understand that this is just you saying how you feel. You're not obviously going to ever do that with your client.
No, exactly. And we're here as well at the Doula Dispensary.
Yeah.
You can email us anything you want to get off your chest.
Absolutely. And if you've got, you know, if that's how you're feeling, then why not call up with a question about it?
Exactly.
We can put it on question time.
So we're absolutely not judging anyone for feeling like you might do, but just become aware of where the boundaries are in your client kind of doula relationship.
Yeah, just remember it's their journey, not yours.
Let's leave it there for this week's Doula Dose. Ba-da-ba-da-bow. So we're up for this week's sweet and sour, or sour and sweet.
So this segment of the show is all about things that make us happy.
Or sad.
So what shall we start with? Shall we start
with... You start with the sour. I finish with the sweet.
Oh, yeah, you would, wouldn't you? Okay, so this week, my sour is triage being in the same area as antenatal appointments.
Oh, my God, I'm trying to get my head around that.
Mm.
That's mental.
Exactly.
So what happens then? So you come in with your client to triage.
Not just me with my client. You've got other labouring women coming in. Everybody sitting together with women who are, you know, there for other various reasons earlier in their pregnancy with their pee pots, waiting to be called in for appointments. And there they are in the mix with women in labour who are obviously, you know, they just want to get to a room with somebody to support them.
So that must be not really scary for some of the women that are there in early
Absolutely.
In their pregnancy. And really uncomfortable and annoying for the women in labour.
Yes, because everybody's looking at them.
So
you know, you've got birth partners as well.
Yes. I can't really understand why they would put those two together.
Exactly.
Maybe it's because it's women and it doesn't matter if, you know, it's women's business. Let's stick them all together.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. But you know what? That particular hospital, nothing surprises me with that place.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Let's not name the hospital.
No, obviously not. But it's just, I mean, who thought that that was a good idea?
And actually, if anyone else out there in the world who's a doula... working in different hospitals, let us know if this is the case anywhere else.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
because this sounds really stupid.
I only know of it in this one particular hospital.
Yes.
Usually the triage department would be separate from where the antenatal appointments are happening.
Okay. And this is a very large hospital
as well. Well-known hospital that everyone thinks is wonderful.
Yes, we'll leave it there.
I'm not
surprised. That is mad.
Yeah, really is not good. So that's the sour element of this week. So come on then, what's your sugar-coated sweet?
My sweet thing is kind of a bit Scandinavian and it's got to do with, you know, it's autumn and it's getting darker and we have a bit colder evenings and, well, darker evenings.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to be able to light candles again. Everywhere, because I know you can light candles in the summer too, but it stays light a lot longer, so they don't have the same effect. And actually, in Sweden, where I come from, there's no point lighting any candles in the summertime because it's like daytime
you never have
all the time.
Darkness, no. Do you?
So I always enjoy when it starts getting darker. Of course, in the winter, it's dark most of the time. And you can light a few candles and get that homely, cozy.
That cozy, lovely feeling.
That's it. And curl
Strictly
up.
Come Dancing on the telly. That's what more it. Could you want?
Put the heating on. Yeah. Get your blanket on your sofa with a big bowl of popcorn.
Yeah. And baggy clothes.
That's it. Love it. So that's my sweet this week, to be able to light all those candles.
Yeah, nice environment.
Yeah, absolutely. For some self-care. Well, let's leave that there. Ba-da-ba-da-bow. So, we have
come to the end of the show
again. What are you up to next week?
I am off to Exeter with my son, looking at university. So we're going to sort of stay down there, make the weekend of it, because it's quite a long drive from here.
Yes.
So, yes, that's what I'm doing. And then, just the usual kind of admin stuff for work.
So how many universities are you seeing altogether?
Oh, we've seen, I think, 5 so far.
Any potentials?
Oh yeah, he's got absolute complete front runner.
All right.
But of course you got to get the grades. Yeah. So you do need something in your back pocket.
Okay.
You have to put, I think, is it 5?
I have no idea. I can't remember.
I think it's 5. They can have up to 5. So you have your firm offer or your firm, your firm one, and then you have your insurance one, and then you have some others. So
all right.
I'm just trying to broaden his sight a little bit to say, as confident as I am in you as you are in yourself, you still need to look at options, because at the end of the day it comes down to these one exam, two hour exams on the day.
It's so stupid. And when do you have to have this handed in by?
I think he has to I don't know.
Actually, is it this year?
He's got an exam coming up in October for 3 potential universities.
Oh, wow.
They have their own.
Oh, my gosh.
They have their own thing.
Tests.
Yeah. And then I think the statements all have to be in by the end of the year or beginning of next year. Yeah. I don't know.
No.
I'm a bad
mother. All
right,
well, you better check that out.
I better check that out. What about you? What are you up to?
Well, I'm going to a book launch tomorrow night.
Oh.
At EFRA Space, Pinter & Martin's headquarters, and it's Michel Audon's book.
Of course, and we interviewed him about that, didn't we, for our Facebook Live?
That's it. You can still watch that on the Birthbliss Academy's Facebook page, the interview with Michel Audon. So I'm going to be there tomorrow night. Hopefully I'll catch up with some of you there.
Yeah and that's
listeners.
The book about Homo.
Yeah, Homo. That's it. Mm. And it's published by, can't remember, but it's not Pinter & Martin who's published this book.
No,
that's right. They've published most of his other books. And then I'm off to Liverpool on Sunday.
Liverpool?
Yeah, I can't do
Have
Liverpool.
Have you done the accent?
No, I'm not going to try. Because everyone will just laugh at me. So Liverpool on Sunday, and I'm there the whole week, and I've got a full course.
Brilliant.
Of aspiring doula. So
Fantastic.
I'm really chuffed to be going to Liverpool and have my first cuddle of Birthbliss Academy doulas there.
That'll be
so
great.
That's wonderful. So I guess that's it. We'll
that's it for this week.
Got nothing more to add.
Except
see you next Thursday.
Listeners should always do their own due diligence on any information received from these discussions to form their own opinions and best judgments. In preparing this podcast, we have endeavoured to offer current, correct, and clearly expressed information aimed at our audience. However, we make no claims that the information will be accurate, complete, or current at all times, and we accept no liability for any reliance placed by any person on this information. We make no representations or warranties of any kind about the suitability, reliability, timeliness, and accuracy of the information contained herein. Do 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 do